News. I'm Nicole Livis. Indonesia's disaster agency says the tsunami death toll has climbed to 373 as crews continue to search through debris for survivors and bodies. That tsunami struck without warning Saturday night. More than 1,000 people are injured, 128 still missing. Reuters' Grace Lee reports.
2 days later, residents here are trying to grapple with the devastation it's left behind. Many are now homeless.
I'm afraid. I've asked my son-in-law to check on our house, but I haven't been home in the last 2 days.
Rescue workers have been working around the clock, digging survivors out of flattened homes, but ambulances have been struggling to reach hard-hit areas because roads are blocked by debris.
That's Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. President Joko Widodo surveyed the destruction on Monday. Look for updates on voanews.com. Turkey dispatched another convoy to its border with Syria on Monday. The heightened military activity comes as Ankara and Washington have agreed to coordinate on the U.S. withdrawal. President Trump says Turkey will eliminate the rest of the Islamic State militants in Syria after the U.S. military withdraws its forces. Mr. Trump offered few details about his conversation with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Erdogan said late last week Turkey is postponing an operation against Kurdish forces in Syria in the wake of Mr. Trump's decision. An anti-corruption court in Pakistan sentenced former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif to 7 years for owning assets beyond his known sources of income. This ruling noted that he failed to disclose the source of income for establishing a steel mill in Saudi Arabia, but the accountability court acquitted Sharif in the second case, citing lack of enough evidence. He was also fined about $25 million and disqualified from politics for 10 years. This is VOA News. President Trump is meeting with the Homeland Security Secretary Monday as the partial government shutdown over his U.S.-Mexico border entered Christmas without a clear resolution in sight. While both sides are trading offers, they remain far apart. Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, who's also the budget director, said he was waiting to hear from Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer about a counteroffer the White House presented over the weekend. Last week, Schumer said this.
The Senate's not interested in swindling American taxpayers for an unnecessary, ineffective, and wasteful policy.
Mulvaney would only say the offer was between Trump's $5.7 billion request and $1.3 billion the Democrats have offered. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's party said Monday Israel will hold early general elections in April and the Knesset will be dissolved. Netanyahu's coalition has been plagued by internal divisions for months. Mustafa Barghouti, a Palestinian parliament member, says the call for early elections is a reflection of a big crisis.
The decision to dissolve the Israeli Knesset is a reflection of the great failure of Netanyahu government. He failed in Gaza, he failed in the north, he failed in the West Bank, and he has become, he and his government, an obstruction to any possibility of progress towards real peace.
General elections were initially scheduled to be held in November of 2019. Christmas celebrations are underway in the West Bank town of Bethlehem, hosted by the Palestinian Authority. VOA's Robert Berger is there.
Pilgrims came from around the world to visit the ancient Grotto of the Nativity. Dina Briskin is from the U.S. state of Ohio.
Realizing and imagining that 2,000 years ago, Jesus was born here and, you know, he was held by Virgin Mary and Joseph. A miracle happened.
The turnout is much bigger than last year when unrest kept many visitors away. Palestinians launched violent protests after U.S. President Donald Trump recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
Bethlehem Mayor Anton Salmon told VOA Jerusalem must be the capital of a Palestinian state. Paul Gait is speaking out after he says he and his wife were arrested and later released without being charged in that drone scare at London's Gatwick Airport.
We are deeply distressed, as are our family and friends. And we are currently receiving medical care. The way we were initially perceived was disgusting, although those that knew us didn't doubt us for a second.
Gatwick was operating normally on Monday. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.
Voice of OA. One. It's today's.